Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Justy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is called out on strikes. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virgil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend bunts in front of the plate. Bateman fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bateman. Virgil moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan misplays the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Virgil moves to third. Friend moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops it up and throws to first, with Justy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops it up and throws to first, with Justy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a ball on the ground towards second. Virgil fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Schofield covering. It's a double play. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clemente strikes out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0 for 1 in the game. Justy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey juggles the ball. That's an error on Bailey. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Virgil strikes out. Two outs. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-2 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. Bond moves to third. It's 1-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey juggles the ball. That's an error on Bailey. Bond scores. Aspromonte moves to second. It's 2-0, Astros. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Aspromonte trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Bateman moves to second. Two outs. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0-for-2 in the game. Justy hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdun strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bond is walked intentionally. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stargell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 2, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.